Hi, welcome to the Christian Science Daily Lift. Today we have an encore lift from Karen Neff, a Christian Science practitioner from Mystic, Connecticut.
One day, while driving home after school, our teenage daughter was killed in a head-on collision by somebody apparently under the influence. This was just a numbing experience. And the next few days were a blur. But something Christ Jesus said kept repeating over and over in my head. It was just one of those messages that you get every once in a while. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. And also a directive just saying, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. And then finally, I will pray to the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. It was just so comforting to know that Jesus had prayed for us. And I don't mean personally for my husband and I, but for anyone looking to the Christ for comfort. The divine message voicing good to the human consciousness. God speaking to us through the Christ and through the example of Jesus. And I remember thinking about the 23rd Psalm at the time, that it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And I think I realized for the first time that death was just a shadow. This was a moment, just a moment. But God is her eternal life, and we did not want that moment to define her. And I remember saying to my husband, if she had an opportunity to go somewhere in the world, and she was going to be working and thriving and flourishing and learning and enjoying herself, us going to the airport, hanging on to her and crying isn't going to make it easier for her to do that. And that kind of was our mindset, that we wanted to continue to pray and to know our daughter could not be prevented from making spiritual progress, even though we no longer seem to have her in our life. Both of us know exactly when the healing came. It didn't come quickly, but there never has been another tear. It's right to be joyful and to rejoice in the fact that her life goes on. I had this sense, it was like we were all walking down a city street with tall buildings. She was walking just a little bit ahead of us, and she turned a corner, and for a moment, we lost sight of her. And then we turned that corner, and there we were, a family walking together again. Your relationship with your loved one isn't over because your relationship with God hasn't ended. Your real relationship is always with God as father and child, and your loved one's relationship with God is as father and child. And because you are both bonded with God, that's your bond with each other. The love only grows stronger because it's all there ever really was in the first place.
Thanks so much for joining us. We hope you'll join Karen and me for this week's episode of the Sentinel Watch podcast. The link is right there on the Daily Lift page. We'll see you there.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.